New Hampshire Fish and Game's On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire's Environmental Literacy Plan. Learn more at nhee.org.
House Wren. It was late May, and the backyard was alive with the sights and the sounds of spring. The trees shimmered with fresh green leaves, and the gentle hum of bees filled the air as they darted between blooming flowers. In a large maple tree in my yard hung a small wooden birdhouse we had placed there a few years ago. Its colors had been weathered by time, but it was still sturdy. No birds had ever lived in it, but this year it seemed the house had its first tenants, house wrens. As I sipped my morning coffee on the porch, a flurry of movement caught my eye. A tiny brown bird with a perky tail zipped in and out of the birdhouse, each time carrying a stick nearly as long as its body. It was the male house wren, hard at work constructing a nest to impress his potential mate. House wrens are known for their exuberance, not only in their nesting efforts, but also in their song. Even as he busily worked, the wren paused every so often to deliver a bubbling cascade of notes that echoed across the yard. The song of the house wren is unmistakable, cheerful, lively, and seemingly endless. It's not just a melody, it's a declaration of territory and an invitation to a mate. As the days passed, I noticed a second wren, a female, swooping into the birdhouse. She had approved of the nest and taken up residence. The maple where the birdhouse hung was a popular climbing tree for my son and his neighborhood friends, and I wondered if their activity would disturb the wrens. The kids promised to be respectful, and neither group seemed bothered by the other. The wrens continued to sing their song and make the most out of the house. In early June, on a quiet morning, we began to hear soft chirps coming from the birdhouse. The eggs had hatched. The dutiful parents were now tirelessly gathering insects to feed their brood. I often saw them fluttering through the garden, snatching caterpillars and spiders. The tree that the birdhouse was in is also known to harbor many caterpillars, and I knew there was plenty of nutritious food available for the growing chicks. Each day, the high-pitched begging calls of the nestlings grew stronger. The common conversation of my family was about the goings-on of our house wren tenants. Did we think the chicks were almost ready to fledge? Would they stick around as they learned to feed on their own? As I sat quietly on the porch one evening, I heard the male wren sing again. His song was lighter now, as if celebrating the success of his growing family. I smiled, knowing that soon the fledglings would leave the nest, ready to take their place in the world. House wrens are small birds with a big presence, and their choice of my backyard birdhouse brought me closer to the intricate drama of their lives. Their nesting efforts and joyful songs are a reminder of how even the smallest creatures can fill the world with beauty and energy.
On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb was produced by New Hampshire Fish and Game, connecting you to life outdoors.